What do you call a room that has a rod and hangers on it that you hang your clothes in?
Let me see. That ain't got never, and I don't know what it. Let me see. A pantry or something like that.
Or a room that, or it doesn't have to be a room, but just a place where you hang up your clothes. And
let me see. Well, that room around there, I call it my clothes room. That's what I call that around there. Hang up, hold the clothes and things.
If this were movable, would you have a different name for it?
What the
place, hanging clothes.
The place where you hang clothes.
Oh, I don't know what you call it. I can't think of it.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house? You know, they like this. They go this way, and they're overlapping.
That's a weather board.
Is that what you call it too?
That's a weather board.
What do you call the covered area at the front of the house where you put chairs and you sit, like out here?
Porch.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a small porch that often doesn't have a roof?
I haven't got that name. Got down your back. You got a roof.
It doesn't have to be a different name.
Well, it's the same thing then.
What do you call a small fenced area that's next to the barn where the cows are kept before they're milked?
Cow lot.
And what do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
I don't know. What? You need something, see something out of bricks in Statesboro, you know?
Do they have a special name? What do you call a large wooden thing to carry things in that's open at the top and you can carry water or milk in it?
It's open at the top, let me see.
Like that, I guess.
No, the little things that you have rolled in. Mm-hmm. Let me see what they call them things. Mm-hmm. I always wanted one, but I never got it. Didn't even know the name of it. Let's see.
Would you call it a bucket or a pail?
Well, them wooden pails. Wooden pail? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
them wooden pails. Wooden pails. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the thing of the past. You don't see them.
I don't see none of them now.
That's what we're interested in, words that people nowadays don't even remember. And we're glad when you do. What do you call the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Is it peel right on? Yeah,
a bucket.
A bucket of water, bucket or something like that.
Well, he got them now named water bucket.
This is something you'll know. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen that you fry things in?
Some people call them skillets. I call them frying pans.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that water comes out of? You know, you can turn it and the water
Speaking.
Comes out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Let me see. What do you call it? Faucet.
And what do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that water comes out of?
That's speaking
too.
If you buy a few cans of food at the store, and what do the people at the store put them into for you to carry them home?
They put it in the paper bag down there, the Piggly Wiggly. Paper bag.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of cloth that's very loosely woven?